You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is 2 for Thursday, January 14th, and on this 2 for Thursday, I am joined by two of my best friends from the Locked On Podcast Network who I have never met in person, but hope to someday soon be chugging Fireball with at a tailgate in East Lansing. It is both of the co-hosts from Locked On Spartans, Will Hunter and Matt Sheehan, joining me here for 2 for Thursday. We might be chugging Fireball ahead of a Michigan State football game in East Lansing, but we are here today to talk about Michigan State basketball. I am very excited to be speaking with both of you, but I presume you're probably not as happy talking with me about Michigan State basketball so far this Big Ten season. Am I right in considering that?
Everything sucks. Everything's horrible. Michigan's a complete wagon this year. They're beating so every team by 80 points. And Michigan State, they beat Duke. Everything's feeling great. And then it's been nothing but horrible, horrible times after that. We blow, what was the lead? 17 points in the second half to Purdue?
Yep.
Like, oh, no, Ben. Everything sucks, Ben. Thanks for having us on, Ben. This is great. So happy to be here. God.
Hey. Was it after the Duke versus Michigan State game when the Spartans came out victorious that Coach K said, is it really worth us playing a college basketball season? Do you guys now maybe agree with Coach Krzyzewski there?
Yeah, 100% I agree. This thing should be canceled. Think about the kids. Think about the health. This is horrible. Yeah. No, this is some of the worst part of it because, you know, the old Onion headline is like, worst person you know has a statement.
It makes a great point.
I've had to do that with Coach K. And also, after joking so much about Michigan dodging the Ohio State football game, now I got to be happy that might be dodging an Iowa basketball game here tonight. I mean, it's great. So, yeah, now I got to come on the side of Michigan football. And Coach K, this is fantastic. This is great. I'm having the time of my life so far in 2021. God.
Yeah. And people thought 2021 would be a better year than 2020. Not so for Matt Sheehan. Will Hunter, how are you?
No, this sucks.
I was going to come on and just play Simon and Garfunkel's The Sounds of Silence. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want you to get sued.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know how litigious they are.
What if we sing it? If we sing it, I think we're good, right?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Should we try? Hello,
darkness, my old friend.
That's the only words I know.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Talk with you again. And then I think it goes on to silence. You know what song I'm big into right now is the sea shanty.
Oh my God, yeah.
Which is the same vibe. The Wellerman come. Oh my God, I love it so much. I've watched it for 2 hours straight tonight.
Oh man, Locked On Shanties. Right. Let's go. Let's
get it popping. That's something. That is something. So we are here, I think, in essence, to talk about Spartans basketball and their start to the Big Ten season and this college basketball season overall. And as Matt Sheehan alluded to, we have some breaking news that came to us on Wednesday night ahead of this 2 for Thursday. Michigan State's scheduled basketball game on the road in Iowa City against the 5th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes has been postponed as of right now due to COVID issues within the Michigan State basketball program. We hope everybody is healthy and they can return to competition very soon. But first, I must get your reactions to this news. We will start with Will Hunter, although I know Matt Sheehan is very excited to speak.
Darn it. dang it. Shoot.
Yeah. Looking feckless all week.
Oh, shucks.
I know. We're looking forward to this all week. Yep.
You know what the biggest, the worst part about it is, aside from any sort of health sickness thing, I think that should go without saying, but I will say it just so I say it.
Cover it, yeah, nice.
We hope everyone's healthy and fine. Sure. Aside from all the health implications, the absolute worst thing is Matt and I are about to do a podcast after this, and we're going to talk about Matt Coughlin returning for a 6 year as kicker for half an hour. Like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, I hope everyone's okay. Oh, my job just got harder.
Well, tomorrow night's going to get harder too. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. This isn't Locked On How to Produce the Locked On Spartans podcast.
Can it be?
I'm jazzed about it, to put it bluntly. This is pretty cool. I think the only bad thing about this game getting canceled.
Postponed. We might make it up after January 14th. We don't know yet.
Okay, you know, fine. Maybe February 14th. Maybe give us like a full month to, you know, get the wheels back under the bus here. That I won't be able to cash in a mortgage payment on Iowa minus 9 because Garza was about to go for 58 points tonight, and that was just going to be the beginning of that. So that hurts too, because Iowa minus 9 was going to be the moral lock of the century. Yeah, listen, Michigan State basketball is not in a good spot right now. Hey, the Rutgers game happened last week. That was fun. Do you know what else was also happening last week? Blowing a 17-point lead for no! So that's, yeah, I'm still salty about that. Just a grown man upset about college basketball 4 nights after the game happened, bud. That's what you got over here.
That's life so, right now.
Yeah, I'm happy that the game was postponed.
In the Big Ten basketball season, it's not going to be easy. Michigan State 2-4 in Big Ten competition so far. If you guys had to sum up the start to the Spartan slate in Big Ten basketball, what one word would you use?
Puzzling is the word I would use, I think. Just because they did start the season so well.
Do you think
well.
Matt even heard me?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. I knew what you were doing. I knew you were trying to do the farting noise into your microphone. That's a snazzy
Likewise,
microphone.
I saw the hands. I could not hear it. Your pop filter less
it's too good.
Hold on, hold on.
Yeah, it's too good. Hold on. Yep, there it is.
There it is. Beautiful.
Locked on toots. No, my word is puzzling. I'm going to throw the P word around and just say puzzling because, like, this season did start well for Michigan State. Like, they actually did look good. They look cohesive on offense. They were sharing the ball. They were playing very, very good defense to start the season. And then, okay, kind of had a little slip up in the non-conference. They didn't lose any of those games. Just they were closer than we wanted to. So we just chalk it up to, okay, Michigan State, we're very accustomed to them playing down their competition. No, it ends up that actually somehow, some way, and this is an analogy I made on our podcast, is they're having a Benjamin Button season, just like 12 games into the year. Like, they started great, and now they're regressing. Oh, God, they're getting worse. Oh, my goodness, what are they doing on defense now? Oh, heavens. Oh, okay, hey, nice little blip against Rutgers. Hey, that was pretty cool. Okay, and great. Now we're back to choking our lives away against
Matt,
so great.
Have you seen Benjamin Button?
No, but I know the concept. It's just the old man that gets young, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, all
right,
there we go.
Right, yeah, it is. Good. He reverses in time. Right.
Yeah.
Chalk it up.
Yeah,
Brad or a basketball team that starts off elite on defense and then just goes all the way down to like 50 or 80 in KenPom as the season moves on.
They're back up to like 40. They're climbing. That is one thing that it's like, hey, can you paint a rosy picture? No, but if I was going to, I would start by just being like, you know what, the defense – pretty freaking good the last two games. It's just two games, but like, you know, they kind of held Purdue and Rutgers to 50s and they went from 80th in defensive efficiency. I don't have it up in front of me. I can pull it in a sec. Oh, I actually do have it right up in front of me. Look at that. To 48th. So they've climbed 32 spots in defensive efficiency in two games. That's good. They just dropped 30 spots in offensive efficiency in two games. So yeah,
it hurts to live, Ben. That's the crux of this.
We should do our podcast on Zoom because seeing you is just an experience. You are turned 90 degrees away from the camera right now.
Right. I was going to say the same thing. Every answer that Matt Sheehan has had, he starts talking and he's looking at the camera and he has some energy to it, at least if it's filled with bad energy. And then he finishes and he turns away and just in.
I'm just so disgusted. I can't even look at the people I'm conversing with. That's how disgusted I am with the season so far.
Just
and scared. Honestly, if I could just make this a therapy session, I'm scared.
Please,
like,
air it out.
MSU has this tournament streak that spans something like 98 years or something like that. And man, I saw a bracketology that had us at an 11 seed the other day, and I that almost just killed me right on the spot. Like, that was almost it for me. It was almost curtains. Don't even bother with the chest paddles. They're not going to work. Like, we're fighting for our lives out here, and then we had Iowa tonight. Thank God that was canceled. We get to live another day. But, man, with Indiana, Illinois, and then Ohio State, or wherever we got the next three games, like, this gets a lot worse before it gets better, man. So,
did you say toots a few minutes ago?
Yeah, locked on
toots. Yeah, a few minutes ago.
Toots, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, toots. Yep.
Matt Sheehan, you didn't even realize it, but your co-host, Will Hunter, was being so sweet to you and was offering you some tissues, but you're turned away not looking at the camera.
Thanks, Will. Thanks
so you can't even see that he's reaching out to you in your time of need.
I'm used to this, Ben. Like, yeah. I just spent a lot of time with this version of Matt Sheehan.
Listen, I know that both Matt Sheehan and Will Hunter of Locked On Spartans sound a little bit sad right now, but that is truly how Michigan State fans feel watching their team compete so far during this college basketball season, especially in Big Ten Conference play. And that's the beauty of sports, that raw energy, that raw emotion, the passion that you have for watching your favorite team, your favorite school suit up and play a sport. That's why we love sports. Another great beauty about sports is being able to bet on them and win some money. And there is only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust here on the Locked On Podcast Network, and that one place is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. You know that betonline.ag has you set for NFL playoff divisional weekend. I'm talking four great matchups, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. You also know that betonline.ag has you locked and loaded for college basketball season and Big Ten basketball season. Yes, Iowa and Michigan State has been postponed for tonight on Two for Thursday, but there is still one other great Big Ten basketball game this evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Battle of Indiana, as the Hoosiers of Indiana host the Boilermakers of Purdue at Assembly Hall. IU a 3-point home favorite over those Purdue Boilermakers, the over-under total 131. We're talking about Purdue coming off the emotions of a wild, crazy ending in their upset victory over Michigan State this past Friday. Indiana comes in playing some good Big Ten basketball as well. That should be a very fun game this evening. And again, betonline.ag has that spread set at Indiana, favored by 3 points. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action for whatever you need at betonline.ag. NFL, college hoops, NBA, NHL is now back. Whatever you need, BetOnline has you set. So don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Locked On Spartans' Matt Sheehan said that Iowa -8.5, -9, whatever the spread would have been for the game against Michigan State, would have been a mortal lock. You know who else is giving you mortal locks? Locked On Bets, because betting on college basketball doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers out there across every single sport. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your shows. We will give you some winners on tomorrow's full weekend preview of Big Ten basketball. Have a great guest lined up to talk all of the fun things still happening this weekend in Big Ten hoops. Those were some winners. Now back to a little bit of the sadness and a recap so far of Michigan State's college basketball season. I want to ask, although I know it is a sore subject, because Michigan State was up 15 at the half against Purdue this past Friday, and then it all came crashing down in that second half over those final 19 minutes of the game. How exactly did that happen, though, in your guys' minds?
Go ahead, Matt.
So, for the game, Izzo has this quote like, hey, we're going to throw the kitchen sink at Trayvon Williams, which, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. He's very clearly the star of the team. Okay, so they did. They threw Matty Sissoko at him, Julius Marble, Marcus Bingham, Thomas Kithier for about 40 seconds, and it worked. Like, Bingham was playing good basketball for the first time in a long time. Sissoko was holding his own down there. Marble was doing fine. What did they do in the second half? They had Matty Sissoko pack his suitcase for study abroad, and they also had Marcus Bingham driving to the airport, too, in the second half. They didn't try any of them in the second half. Like, they just let Trayvon Williams eat them alive for 22 points without making the adjustment that was working in the first half. Like, just like I told Will, I'm sorry if you're a Locked On Spartans listener, this is the second time you're hearing this quote, but the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and getting different results. Okay, what's the word where you want to do something, you try it, it works out, and then when it doesn't work, you never go back to it in the original spot. Being a moron, like, I don't know. Like, listen, I love Tom Izzo. He's the best. I would do anything for him, but like, that was puzzling. I couldn't believe it. I still can't. It's five nights after the game. I'm still irate about it.
See what I'm working with?
Yeah, I mean, he brings up good points, though. Even in his frustration, he is making sound analysis.
Slander, like, these are all truths. Like,
right.
22 points. You want to throw a body out there? No, we're just going to keep on trotting out Malik Hall, who's at least 5 inches shorter than him. Go ahead. Go on, go out there. Like,
Malik Hall is listed at 6'7". Now, my follow-up question to you, Matt Sheehan, before we get Will Hunter's analysis here on what did not work against Purdue, is Matty Sissoko now studying abroad. Where's he going?
He's going to COVID land, apparently. He's
going to COVID land.
Yeah.
he's got the Rona now. Which
he really shouldn't be traveling.
That was not going to be fun with Garza. No. You know, yeah. I shouldn't be traveling.
No. He's going somewhere a densely packed area of Florida, I would guess.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Daytona, April.
Yeah, there you go. So just somewhere where there's a lot of COVID. That's where he's going.
Yeah, Tuscaloosa, Florida. Yeah, there you go. I'm just a broken Hunter. Man. I'm sorry, Ben. You deserve better than
this
tonight.
No. This is, I think, a fair representation of how a lot of Michigan State fans feel watching this basketball team so far in this Big Ten season. And that's why we have you here. You guys are the beat and the pulse of Michigan State Spartans Twitter, following all of it in East Lansing, Michigan. So that's why I turn to you each and every time.
That's,
the co-host of Locked On
Spartans.
That's
got to be alarming for the PR brats at Michigan State. I bet they do not like hearing that.
You think they're listening to Locked On Big Ten?
Oh, intently. Have to.
Oh, that's fine.
Have to.
I will say, not to rub it in Michigan State's face, but the official Michigan men's basketball account did like my tweet sharing out Wednesday's podcast after we talked about Michigan's beatdown of Wisconsin. I think that was due to the host of Locked On Wolverines, Isaiah Hull. Not saying I throw Michigan State's official men's basketball Twitter account on the spot right now. Just saying what we're working with.
No, it's fine. Just let the L's pile up. Whatever.
Painting
a full
picture.
What's another lock this week?
Do they have to be this good? Like, come on. What did we do?
I still haven't watched a second of them this year.
Is this a monkey paw thing? Did we monkey paw on Halloween?
Yeah, the clocks hit all zeros in the fourth quarter for a 27-24 win as 3 touchdown underdogs, in case anyone forgot. And then, like, right when that happened, like, you know what? Like, I wouldn't mind, but I think I'd be a little more at ease or a little more rational or level-headed if, like, MSU just started the year kind of rocky, you know? Like, they looked so good in the first, like, 5-6 games, and now here we are.
Matt, do you have that sign in your room that you had, the positive sign? Do you have that near you? Can you grab that?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
No, I don't.
Nothing is going right for Matt Sheehan right now.
Of course, I can't come through in the clutch right now for you guys. No.
It's all right.
It says put your positive pants on.
Oh, I thought it was the 27-24 sign that he always carries around.
Same difference. I mean, that's same
that
thing.
Yeah, that one's framed over his son's bed now. It's just 27-24 on a note card in a frame over his infant child's bed in his nursery.
I actually put that sign in his crib and the child sleeps on the floor. That's how we orchestrate that around here.
I mean, who could say that Baby Sheehan and Baby Hunter were not the reasons that Michigan State pulled that upset in the second week of Big Ten football? You can't say.
I mean, this first game was the Rutgers game, so that was really a hot start to get the season going.
Very true.
He was about 6 minutes old at that point. So, yeah, good times.
So
I must ask
Will Hunter here, because Matt Sheehan cited the defense and what did not work against Trevion Williams, who finished with 26 points and 9 rebounds against Michigan State this past Friday. Sorry to keep throwing in stats. But Will, the offense in the second half was also pretty abysmal. 4 of 18 shooting from the field. Give me your thoughts on what didn't go right for the offense this past Friday and what might be continuously going on with this Michigan State offense so far in Big Ten basketball.
Well, where to start? Probably point guard would be the spot to start. They're using a true freshman, AJ Hogard, who's done some nice things in an expanding but still a little bit limited role. He doesn't really score. He had 4 assists against Purdue, but only shot the ball 3 times and didn't hit a single field goal, got 3 points because he got to the line. But, like, it's just not there offensively in terms of consistently getting to the basket and being able to score for himself. And then the other options at point guard are Foster Lawyer, who hasn't scored since the opening night, and then Rocket Watts, who's not a point guard, and it kind of throws off the rhythm of the offense if he's running the show. So there's not really a good option to run the offense that can kind of do everything Tom Izzo asks of his point guard. Maybe Hogard can get there by the end of the season, and he certainly looked competent at times, but it's just
that's all we need.
There's a lack of initiation from the point guard spot. There'll be possessions where they spend 20 seconds just kind of tossing it around the perimeter because they'll run the first two or three steps of a play and it won't be there. And then they'll reset and then they'll try again and they'll reset. And there's just not really much creation beyond that.
We started off this Two for Thursday episode with both of the hosts of Locked On Spartans, Will Hunter and Matt Sheehan, singing a tune. We were singing The Sound of Silence by Simon Garfunkel. I will also be singing a tune in just a few seconds. And you know why that is. The convenient self-service you receive at rockauto.com. Because rockauto.com is a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. They've been online for 20 years. They have been with the new age before the new age even came about. So when you go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, they have everything you could possibly need, from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. RockAuto.com has been doing this for 2 decades. They know what it means to have convenient self-service. Find what you need on their site, and you don't need to pay expensive high-end prices, because best of all, at RockAuto.com, the prices are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you're there at rockauto.com, make sure to write Locked On, LOCKEDON, in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. We're back to singing on the Locked On Big Ten podcast because rockauto.com makes me do it, or at least it fills me with the energy to do so. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. So on this Two for Thursday on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, we always bring around guests from the Locked On Big Ten podcast community, everybody at one. You can get the same sense of community and family at the other conference shows across this Locked On podcast college channel. We have Locked On Big 12 hosted by Josh Neighbors and Locked On SEC hosted by Chris Gordy. They are doing a great job keeping you up to date with everything from the latest from their both of their conferences, the SEC and the Big 12. Make sure to give them a listen on Locked On Big 12 and Locked On SEC, wherever it is you get your podcast. Back here on Locked On Big 10, it is the end of Two for Thursday.
And they've been shooting horribly, horribly the last few games from three. They shot 23% against Purdue. They're down to 124th in the country from three as a team. Rocket Watts, 29%, Aaron Henry, 26%, Joey Hauser, who was a 42% shooter last time he played, is down at 37. Langford, career 40% shooter, 36%. Hogard, your point guard, shoots 25. Malik Hall and Gabe Brown are their two best three-point shooters by percentage at 42 and 46. The problem is they don't really take that many shots. So the guys, yeah,
Malik Hall hasn't shot a three since last season. Yeah. How is that possible? He's at the top.
5 of 12 on the season.
Holy smokes.
The big thing is their most used players on offense. Aaron Henry and Rocket Watts are two of their least efficient players on offense. And Joey Hauser, their third most used player on offense, has been terribly inefficient since conference season started. So issues up point guard, and then your best players playing poorly and not hitting shots. Kind of,
and we also start a 6'2" guy at center, like that. That's the other thing too. Other than that, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Everything's great. Other than that, we're rocking and rolling here. We're due for a bounce back.
So. Business is booming.
Small ball is the way of the world now. Have you guys not watched the NBA?
Small ball.
Don't think that translates to Big Ten basketball.
Purdue game.
I like to say that college basketball and the NBA are completely different sports. I understand they're playing the same game, but they are worlds apart. Yeah, Michigan State doesn't really have the ability to go small. They probably have the personnel to do it, but they don't know how to play small. They went small. Who was it against, Matt? One of the teams that had like a 7'2" center who was just blocking shots, and they're like, all right, we're going to go small. Minnesota, yes. The very first possession, they went small against Minnesota. Malik Hall was at the five. And they posted 6'7" Malik Hall against a 7'2" center. And I was like, okay, I guess there's no reason to go small if that's how we're going to do this. Just throw Kithier back in. At least he's 6'8" instead of 6'7".
We don't need to recap the final count of that Minnesota game, a part of an 0-3 start to Big Ten basketball season for Michigan State. The first time that's happened in 19 years, but we're done with that. We're done with the negativity. We will try to end this picking up both of your spirits and collectively Michigan State basketball Twitter as well. If there was one thing you guys could highlight that would be a quick fix or at least start the turnaround for the Spartans through the latter half of Big Ten basketball season? What would that be?
Oh, man, let me rack my brain here. Iowa game getting postponed is a good start. Let me tell you that.
I got one.
Yeah, go. Please, Will.
Xavier Tillman returning. Too late for that? Can that still happen?
I think once you play 10 NBA games, you're ineligible. So, yeah, he's under that cutoff. So I think he can return any moment. No, like, this is so stupid and such a lazy take, but just, like, hit your shots. Like, like these guys, in theory, should be good shooters. Like, Hauser should be a good shooter. Langford should be a better shooter than he is. Like, Rocket Watts, oh, my God, bud, we need you to start playing good basketball. So, yeah, it's just, like, the most lazy take. But, honestly, if they could just start shooting and taking smart shots, too, especially just a lot of long twos on this team. To sleep better at night.
Yeah, a lot of long twos against Purdue as well. We need Matt Sheehan to sleep better. That's always what I'm looking for. I end my days before I go to bed saying, is Matt Sheehan sleeping all right? And then I know I can get a good night's rest as well.
I'm not, I'll tell you that.
The whole of this team is less than the sum of its parts. I believe I said that correctly. Which is usually
a big quote that I don't understand.
But
I think it checks out though.
Yeah. Okay. It's backwards. It's backwards for an Izzo team because it's notorious for taking a team where you're like, okay, there's not really NBA talent and they find a way to make it to the Final Four. And there's not like a ton of like Aaron Henry's going to be a pro. Other than that, who knows with anyone else on the team. But there's a bunch of like really like solid players. And it's just like they have 9 solid guys and maybe one who you're like, yeah, that's a really good player. Everyone else is just kind of solid and you can't play 9 or 10 guys at once. You need 5 and their best 5 is just not that great, but they're just solid everywhere else. And that's just not going to work when you're going against teams that have guys like Luka Garza or Ayo Dosunmu or Marcus Carr, like really top end players, which, you know, more than half the conference has at least one guy like that. And Aaron Henry's a really good player, but it's like, yeah, he's kind of maybe first team all Big Ten, maybe, you know, probably second team kind of guy. And it's just like everyone else has a top 5, 6, 7, 8 player in the league. Michigan State doesn't have that. And they don't have like a sidekick for Henry. It's just kind of like everyone else is on the same level. They don't have, like, it was Cassius Winston's up here and Xavier Tillman's a half notch below him. And then guys 3, 4, 5, 6 are just like right below them, kind of in descending order. It's like, here's Aaron Henry, and here's the entire team, a full notch below him, all grouped together. And nobody's sort of stepped up to take that secondary role.
Now we have so much Big Ten basketball still left, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you that 40. Michigan State? Okay. I don't even need to finish the question. We're talking about NCAA tournament and that. Okay. That's fair.
3.
Okay, well, that's good.
I still think they make the tournament.
Ben, okay. Did you say I scale 1 to 10 or scale 1 to 3? 3 worth of like Trace? Oh my! Whoa! No, I'm at a rock solid.
Okay, it's doom and gloom right now, and honestly, it hasn't been great. They smashed a ranked Rutgers team, smashed them last week. And then had a total meltdown against Purdue. And if it weren't for like 10 things that went directly wrong against them in the last 30 seconds, like all 10 of those things had to go wrong and they all did. It was really a fluky loss. They shouldn't have been in that spot. You're 100% right. They should not have been in that spot. But even if they were, they farted down the stretch, snuck out of there with a 2-point win. Nobody's saying anything like, oh, burn the tape, move on, we won. But because a number of fluky things happened to go Purdue's way in this one, it's all doom and gloom. Like, let's find a middle ground. Like, hey, they kicked the hell out of a pretty good Rutgers team and they should have beaten a Purdue team that they're better than, but they farted. And maybe down the stretch, you know, they'll beat Illinois in a game where maybe they shouldn't win and they can beat a team that's better than them. Like, if it evens out, like, everyone's going to be fine. Just chill out. Don't have to play Iowa yet. You got the schedule here. You can beat, you know, Indiana, you can beat Illinois, you can beat Rutgers again, you can beat Ohio State, you can beat Nebraska. If that happens, it's 5 straight wins. Nobody cares about the losses.
And then you forgot the sixth game coming up, which would be February 6th against those vaunted Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah, right now. I don't know. Whatever.
We're not there yet. We need to focus on the present. Do you guys think they play Indiana this weekend? Because I have my doubts.
I don't know. I kind of hope they do because they can beat them, and that would be a nice little bounce back spot. And I just want to – I haven't seen them beat Indiana in like 7 years, it feels
like. It's been so long. Just, Miller has her number for some reason. Like he's a joke of a coach, but like he just absolutely tags MSU every time we play. I'm like, that's upsetting, but whatever. We'll worry about that Sunday.
The other game that's still scheduled for this 2 for Thursday is the battle of Indiana between Purdue and Indiana. And Archie Miller in his coaching career at the helm of the Hoosiers is 0-5 against the Boilermakers. Matt Painter has his number. If Archie Miller has Tom Izzo's number. I didn't even like saying that sentence, so I didn't want to say it. I couldn't.
No, it's tough.
Archie Miller has Painter's
gotten his number a few times though. I'm not going to sleep all the night.
Then I'm not going to sleep well. So we'll try to bring it back. Watch something on TV that you enjoy. May I recommend Ted Lasso? I don't know if you guys have seen that yet. It's a wonderful
show. I'll give it a shot. Why not?
Yeah. Matt needs some positivity in his life.
Yeah, he does. And maybe a couple sea shanties before you go to bed. That always does the trick as well.
There we go. Sing Lock it, on man. Shanties.
I thoroughly enjoyed today. I always love speaking with you guys. I don't know if it was the same thing, but I had a lot of fun here on this 2 for Thursday edition of the Locked On Big Ten podcast, speaking with both of the hosts of Locked On Spartans, Will Hunter and Matt Sheehan. Maybe we can do this again sometime and we'll be feeling better, everybody. And Matt will have a good night's rest and Will will have the office made up and everybody will just be churning it, you know, and then we'll be good.
Maybe.
It's always cathartic coming on here. I do walk away from these as a different person all the time. Oh. Whether it's for the better, for the worse.
Who's to say?
That's drastic.
That's a lot.
That's the power of Locked On Big Ten.
Drastic things are happening this season, so.
Well, thank you both very much.
Yeah. Welcome, yeah, it's a good time.
I mean this sincerely. Every time that Matt Sheehan and Will Hunter come on the show, I have a ton of fun. Even today, when they weren't their most chipper, I still have so much fun. They provide great insight and analysis because they are so tuned in to everything Michigan State sports. But even when they paint a picture of sadness, it's a true reality of what is facing the fans in East Lansing right now. So I love them. I love their work. And I love what they do here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Many thanks to both Will Hunter and Matt Sheehan of Locked On Spartans. So coming up on tomorrow's episode to end out your week, as it is for every Friday show, our full weekend preview of Big Ten basketball. There are 6 games scheduled as of right now, but we will wait and see if that Michigan State and Indiana game, due to the COVID issues within the Spartans basketball program, is played this upcoming Sunday. We shall see. If there are 6 games, we will talk about those 6 games, give you our previews, our predictions, our picks against the spread, the lines, all of it for this exciting weekend of Big Ten basketball. If there's only 5, we'll do the same thing and we'll bring even that much more energy to fill the place in your heart from losing a game of Big Ten basketball. But at least as of right now, unlike football season, when things were just flat out canceled, they're postponed at the moment. So we hope to make them up later in the season. We will see. It is a tough time to be playing college basketball. The Big Ten Conference is doing the best they possibly can. This is all part of dealing with college athletics played during a global pandemic, but we will still have some fun and exciting times here in the Locked On Big Ten podcast, previewing a full weekend of Big Ten basketball. A great guest on the podcast tomorrow, JD Arland, a sports reporter and anchor in West Lafayette, Indiana, in the heart of Big Ten country, to give you our picks, predictions, all of it for the weekend of Big Ten hoops. That comes up tomorrow. But until we get to tomorrow, have a splendid 2 for Thursday.